So we got our plan. Let's move out.
So should we go look to the commissary to see if we see any more stabby guys?
If there's a group of, like, tattooed wannabe lizards, I'm just gonna grace their presence with my lizardness. I am hoping they'll be thrilled about it.
I think that'll work out pretty well.
Yeah, those fools would like that. Ugh.
Are you still here? I thought we walked away.
No, we said we were going to walk away, but we're having a real hard time actually walking away.
He's walking you to the door. Oh, he's escorting you out.
Now, one last thing.
He slaps the manacles back on your wrists, and he says, "Come on back if you ever want to help me with my experiments ever again."
We'll be back. Don't you worry. We'll be back.
He shuts the doors behind you.
Very gentlemanly.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, I don't know how to get these manacles off, but I figure maybe we should keep them on ourselves. We can, you know, use it for magic and then put them back on. You know, pull a fast one over these damn Boy Scouts.
Definitely. If we take them off, we gotta keep them. We gotta keep track of them. Grex, you're gonna teach us how to do it, right?
Oh, yeah. So basically, you take your two hands and you make okay signs with them. And you interlock the circles. And then it does a bobbing up and down. And now we're doing it to each other in like a circle. Grex is doing Dao's manacles. And Dao's doing Tobias's manacles. And Tobias is doing Grex's manacles. And just going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And then the manacles fall off.
The manacles fall off? Make stealth checks for me.
Here we go.
11.
13.
8.
From across the pit, one of the raptors notices you guys doing something very odd in a circle together and starts to run over to investigate.
Put him on.
Can everybody make a dexterity check?
Dex.
18.
15.
5.
Oh boy. Grex, are you assisting Tobias?
Yes.
The raptor starts approaching as you are clasping the manacle, and you're struggling to get the last one locked as he starts approaching.
And then I shout, "Yeah, see, I told you could definitely fit your hand around my wrist. I don't know why you thought my wrists were not as dainty as they are, Grex."
I have enormous hands. I don't know why I thought I couldn't do it. That's so weird.
Make a deception check.
Anyway, you owe me now. I rolled over a 20, so that's a 22, not natural, obviously. But yes, I don't know why in the world you would have taken that bet, Grex. Like, obviously you can reach all the way around my wrists. I have these dainty little wrists. Anyway, pay up. And I put my hands out to Grex.
I hand him over the book of the succubus.
Solomon Salisbury?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to be using you later tonight. I slide it into my pocket.
Those pages are definitely stuck together.
Oh, no.
And I look up and I'm like, "Oh, hey." As if nothing wrong has happened. I just look, "Hey."
They continue to walk past, but keep a very close eye on you.
Back to work! And we walk back over to the pit, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we just, like, scout the perimeter and see if we can find these Stabosaurus guys?
Ooh.
I'm gonna roll up.
Guys, if you see anything I can make a knife out of, just tell me. I wanna...
You also have a knife, Dao. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, I can take that out at any time if you need it.
I think you actually have it in your hoo-ha as a fake gentleman part.
It is, and I tap on it.
Oh, there we go, tapping again. I'm going to do a perception check to see if I come across any of these individuals, the Stabosauruses. All right. That's an 18.
You see some of the Stabosaurus swordsmen working together in a group over on the southeast side of the pit.
Psst, guys. Check out the southeast side of the pit. I see some Stabosaurus swordsmen working.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Grex, like, that gets, like, the biggest posture guy, like, really puffs his chest out, walks over like he's the Hulk, very top-heavy, going forward with each shoulder.
And trying to flex each time he takes a step, right?
Scales glistening in the sunlight, in, like, the dust and sunlight.
Ooh, yeah. Will you guys roll intimidation checks for me?
That's one of me.
16.
12.
Ooh. And that would be a 22.
Oh, a 22 for Tobias. You guys walk up to these Stabosaurus swordsmen who are pickaxing, and they start quivering where they stand. They see the sun catching your scales just right and shining into their eyes, so they have to cover them a little bit when they look your way. And when they look up, they see Tobias in the middle of these two large black silhouettes. Tobias, what are you doing?
I think, honestly, I'm just walking with a newfound determination because I know now how to take off these manacles. And I know that I'm going to destroy the woman who broke my heart. So it's not so much a confidence as it is a rage.
So you walk up to them. All of them have their mouths wide open.
Do you say something cool, Tobias?
Yeah, Tobias is like, sup. In as deep of a voice as he can make.
Nice girls.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
You look strong. Wanna fight?
Yeah, I'm not busy.
So there's two dwarves and a half-orc.
And they're saying they wanna fight?
Both the dwarves are shirtless, and they have the top of their orange jumpsuit tied around their waist, and they have all of these scale tattoos over their bodies.
I say, you know who I'd really like to fight? The warden. Wouldn't you like to fight the warden?
Yeah.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, the warden's a real Wally Wonker.
He is a Wally Wonker. I mean, let's be honest. He's a Wally Wonker. Yeah.
I was raised never to say that word.
All right, well, you may not say that word, but I think he's a Wally Wonker.
You don't think the warden's a Wally Wonker?
I think he's a pissy whistle.
Oh!
What about you?
I think the warden is a disgrace of a lizard, personally. And I think gentlemen like you give lizards a good name. And I wink.
We're not lizards. We're dinosaurs.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? Why does no one like lizards?
We're dinosaurs.
That's what I mean. I mean,
don't you see our scales?
Grex just pities these people.
Dao's like fucking A has lizard expressions, but you can even see through the reptilian nature of their face that it goes from like being excited to being disgusted to being like, oh fuck, here we go. And Dao says through like this shitting grin, yeah, I meant dinosaurs. You look like real mean, cool dinosaurs.
And the warden, what do you think about the warden?
I think he's a sad excuse of a dinosaur.
Greg spits.
Normally Tobias would correct Grex on his spitting, but Tobias actually joins in.
Like,
they all start spitting too.
Yeah, that laugh at that laugh.
How about
dumb guy laugh?
This is the next 30 minutes of audio. If you'd like to get back to the story, yeah, skip forward 30 minutes.
But if you want more of that, you gotta go behind the paywall, baby. I got a 3-hour version of us just doing that. There you go.
So after 3 minutes of laughing and spitting on rocks, they say,
oh,
they
say, Greg plucks the clay on the ground to make the imprint.
You could collect the soaked dust.
Yeah, it's clay now. It's ready to go.
Beautiful. Yeah, so you take the soggy earth, and now it's clay.
Any of you schmucks got a rag?
The body's washed.
Rex looks around for a pickaxe.
One of them hands one over to you and goes, here you go.
Rex wants to show off a little bit. He wants to swing as hard as he can at like a clod of earth. Have to look for something and have to just kind of show off.
Make a strength check.
16.
And now just roll a 20-sided dice for me.
Oh my gosh, you are...
It hit the thing, it hit the thing.
Grex smashes this clod of dirt. It explodes, and popping out of this clod is a swarm of snakes. And then you see from all of the holes poking out from around the pit, all of these snake heads poke up and look directly at you.
Sandworms?
Let's roll initiative.
Oh, all right. Oh,
sorry, 14. 16.
18.
That's a 8.
So, Dao, you see the snakes first.
I guess the only thing I can really do right now is bite them. So the snakes erupt out of the ground where you hit your clod of dirt, and I just see these snakes flying through the air, sort of like how popcorn flies when it's being made with a popcorn maker. So Dao just starts snapping them out of the air like a child eating bubbles. 18 plus 3, so 21.
Oh, that's definitely a hit.
Fuck those snakes.
1d6 though. And 9.
Max damage.
Wow.
Have you guys ever seen a dog try to eat flies out of the air? I feel like this is a lot of what that is.
Yeah, you're snapping at all these snakes, and you do catch quite a few of them. Next in the order is Hieronymus Grex.
I'm still within proximity of the snakes.
Oh yeah, you're right there.
The pickaxe I have in my hand, I try to squash a big writhing pile of these snakes.
Okay.
Hey, 19.
A 19 is a hit.
Heck yeah.
10.
Ooh, you killed 10 more snakes.
Is this the song that's playing in Grex's head?
Yeah, how are you moving? What are
it's like I'm playing whack-a-mole. I'm just hitting them on the ground, and sometimes they come out of the holes, they're scrubbing in and out of them, and I'm hitting some of them, and their heads are exploding. Like
they're popping their heads up one by one, you're slamming them right back down.
It's comic. You're comic.
You come down and you kill 10 more snakes.
Tobias obviously is not the most melee of individuals, so he attempts to kind of like roll away and say, "Stabosauruses, activate!" And tries to be really cool.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That's 17 on persuasion.
They all go,
"We'll get these stupid snakes."
Grex is having the time of his life.
Grex is smashing them up, having the time of his life. Tobias is like panicking because he sees these snakes are still there and they're getting closer to him. So he's going to attempt to throw the nearest like rock or whatever that's by him and try and chuck it at the snakes. This time he's getting a little worried.
Okay.
Ooh, that one's actually pretty well. So that's a 20. That's 22.
You hit. 3 damage. You hit 3 snakes in the head. They fall over, and 2 snakes remain.
I love the image of snakes falling over like they have legs to topple over from.
Well, it's like when they played down.
It was like they're approaching like king cobras. They're like stood up and like slither.
Yeah. So there are 2 snakes left, and they are going straight for Tobias. They go to like bite at your shoes, but you are standing on some rocks and they fall short and just like sink their fangs right into the rock.
Ooh, that hurt.
Next in the order is the Stabosaurus swordsman. they all run over.
Only 2 snakes left, we can handle this.
And they only kill one of them. So they all run over and like work as a trio and like drive their 2 pickaxes and 1 shovel down on one of the snakes. One snake remains slithering around, and Dal Skyburn is up in the order.
14.
That matches their armor class. So 14 is just enough to kill one snake.
After spending turns picking at their claws and then sitting in the dirt and being so over this entire encounter, when there's one snake just slithering by, Dao just turns around lazily, lifts a big meaty claw, and then smashes it down and squishes the snake. Fucking looks at the Stabosaurus Rexes, like fucking get your life together, you fucking train Rex.
Once they hear the splash of its head, they all just go,
"You guys should definitely come down to the 4th floor and meet the boss." That was fun.
All right, I guess we should.
Would you guys like to search around all of the freshly dug earth?
Yeah.
Make investigation checks for me.
I hit a natural 20.
Wow.
For good measure, I had a 10.
10?
Oh, that's an 18.
An 18. Dao and Hieronymus Grex, after searching through all of the fresh tilled earth, you each find a pale pink stone.
A kidney stone.
Oh, I already have too many of these. and Dal's like, "Oh, great," and puts it in one of her squishy pockets.
Hey, guys, we should maybe think about keeping these things. I don't know if you saw, but that dinosaur has no magical powers, and he just used magic with it. So maybe we should hold on to him for a little bit.
Let me try something. So I have the rock in my hand, and I have the pickaxe.
Okay.
I am going to attempt to do Thunderous Smite.
Will you roll a D100 for me?
Yes. If you can get it for me.
I gotta find it.
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
Wild magic?
Wild magic, I'll go in on the great adventure. Wild magic,
ready for that
sexy, sexy wild magic.
Wild magic.
Wild magic.
82.
Time freezes for a moment when you go to slam your pickaxe into the ground.
The second that happens, Gruston runs in. Everything stopped. Dust has stopped in midair. He's touching it. It's falling immediately. He's like, what's happening? And he kind of just walks around slowly through the people, rummaging through pockets. Does he find anything?
Whose pocket do you search?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, I go into the half-orc's pocket.
Okay. Make a sleight of hand check for me.
Oh, I rolled a natural 19, so...
Oh!
21.
You find a shiv in his pocket.
Oh, I pocket that shiv, baby. I'm pocketing that shiv. Wild magic. Always helps you, never hurts you.
That's never. Not true. That's not true.
Charlotte Tons could change your hair a little bit, or maybe turn you to frog.
Or you might be a plant and remember your whole life as a plant, and then when you're a human again, you're not sure what happened to your plant wife.
Wild magic.
So are we gonna follow these guys down?
And
meet the boss?
Let's meet the boss.
The descent down to the fourth level is long and facilitated by a series of rickety rope ladders that are slowly fraying from use and corrosive fungus. Once you arrive, you see a mezzanine of dark and dank cells and one sad common area. The earthen walls are reinforced with iron beams and slabs of rock. Each one is coated in several decades worth of graffiti that entail things like down with dinos, short arms equals short dongs, and a few wheat paste drawings of comets slamming into a collection of stick figure dinosaurs wearing birthday hats. As you approach the common room, you are surprised to see a dino form presiding over the members of the Stabosaurus swordsmen. He is a vicious-looking Dilophosaurus, who is noticeably missing his powerful foreclaws on his clumsy-looking hands.
You must be the boss.
Welcome to the fourth floor.
Do you run this floor?
I'm the boss around here, you see? My name's Tianor. I'm the leader of the Stabosaurus swordsmen.
Can you tell us anything about your gangmate? Anything about what we should know about you guys?
Yeah, we embody what dinosaurs should be. You know, real tough, real menacing. Act first, think later. We like to stab first and then ask questions later. We like to ask for forgiveness, not permission, but we also don't do the forgiveness part. We just stab. You feel what I'm saying?
I like this a lot.
See, we dress up like dinosaurs and call ourselves dinosaurs because we're better than they could ever be. And one day, we're gonna kill that warden and we're gonna take over this prison, you see?
One day soon, right? As in, like, you've got a date picked, right?
We could help, but we need to stick to a schedule. We're schedule people.
You should have seen us take out those snakes. No problem.
Like, we're ready to move now.
You pick a date, a time, we'll be there.
Hell, even within the next 6 hours.
Why so eager to help me?
We hate the warden. What self-respecting lizard imposes rules on everybody?
Yeah.
That's not what being cold-blooded is about. Being cold-blooded is about the blooded bit. It's about blood.
I like that.
Cold-blooded is about... Well, it's about... And then Grex, like, sees someone, like, kind of walking behind him. Doesn't even know what he looks like. Just grabs him. You know, puts him in a chokehold. Grabs his shiv. It's about doing whatever you want.
Exactly.
Stab that guy.
He shoves it right up his chin, into his mouth, into his brain.
Ooh, yeah, he's dead. His limp body falls to the floor.
I like you guys.
Yeah.
You like us. We're not honorable, but at least we're honest. We're open in our hate, and we're open in our violence, unlike the Mindbreakers. who were constantly ratting out the entire prison and double-crossing anyone that they align with. What man loyal to himself would ever pretend to serve them? Tell me, who are you? Someone who licks boots of false promises, or someone who stabs for vindication and maybe even freedom?
Definitely vindication.
I stab for me.
I like freedom.
I can't promise my gang much other than this. If I escape, I will kill Warden Dolphos, and I will do it publicly so that every man he has imprisoned can smell his fresh river of blood.
But there are women here too, and also like non-gender binary folk.
Anything that lives and breathes, and even the, some of the things that don't, like the priest's mom, will be there when I strike down the warden.
Can I pull it aside with my cronies here, if you don't mind the boss?
Cronies?
Of course, but then we gotta start talking business.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, did we ally with the wrong group? He's talking about how the Mindbreakers betray everybody that they supposedly, like, ally with. And these guys, he's talking about freedom and ending oppression from the evil warden or from the good warden.
We gotta double-cross these guys anyway, so why do we care?
I mean, yeah, we gotta double-cross everybody, but, like, who's gonna get us to our objective quickest? I'm just wondering.
We can feel the waters with both.
Tobias, and this is the first time I use your fucking name. Tobias, we're in prison. You think there's any right side in this situation?
No, there's probably not. You're right. Okay, yeah. Good point. All right, let's get back to it.
Let's do this.
All right, so what's your plan?
My plan? I'll tell you what. I'm going to wrestle some papers for just a little bit. Let me find my elaborate plan, and then I will share it with you.
After the elaborate plan.
More and more Marlon Brando.
Oh, I know.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see.
It just wasn't enough time, Michael.
Yes, my plan.
It's a fun time.
You see, I have an associate. He's here in the prison. You'll meet him in the showers tomorrow at dawn. His name's Twitchy Willy. Now, he's gonna be concealing something very important to us. You must protect Twitchy Willy as he makes his slow, unwavering way from the closet in the bathroom near the showers into where he needs to take it to me on the fourth floor. So, are you interested?
What's he transport? What's the cargo? What's the shipping? What's the goods? Give me the deets.
You'll have to persuade me to tell you.
Alright. I'll persuade you.
I'm gonna assist you.
Yes, persuade me as you toss rocks around in my room.
That's a 16, it's an 18 plus 6, so 24. And I go, look, if we're gonna be in on this gig, we need all the details we can. All right. If stuff goes sour, if stuff goes south, if stuff goes wrong, any of those things, we got to know what the plan is. That way we can adjust. Right? Think on the fly.
I suppose you're correct. Twitchy Willy has something very important to us in his prison wallet. It's a copy of the warden's key.
Very interesting.
And we will need it to get into his personal affairs.
And while we're in his personal affairs, we're going to grab that thing. What was that thing again that we're grabbing?
I'm sorry, fresh blood, you seem to be confused. You're escorting Twitchy Willy straight to us. For no reason should you enter the warden's office. We can only use this key one time.
Oh, I thought I'd be on the job the whole way through, so I just wanted all the details, you know. I like to see things through.
In time. But first you must escort Twitchy Willy to me.
Okay.
Don't let anything distract him. He's very distractible.
He's an irascible young lad.
You never know if he's gonna turn left or right. He's just all over, he's twitching all over the place.
Why would you give him this responsibility?
Nobody's prison wallet's as malleable as his.
Oh my god.
It's a key. I think it's pretty.
It's a big key. The warden's a big guy. On a scale from small to huge, he's huge.
Thus, he has a big door with a big lock.
You gotta have a big door. When you're an ankylosaurus, your door's gotta be very big.
The warden's an ankylosaurus?
You've never seen the warden?
I've actually seen the warden.
Did you?
Yeah. And I hated every second of it. All right, yeah, we're in. We'll do this.
Then you will meet Twitchy Willy tomorrow at dawn.
Tomorrow at dawn, we'll meet Twitchy Willy. In the showers.
Yes.
All of us.
I got one question.
What's that?
You know where those damn mind hunters hang out? The mind crafters?
The mind
crafters. Mind breakers. Grex, the mind breakers.
The mind sweepers?
Yes, those wretched mind breakers. They live up on the first floor because the guards favor them and let them live closest to the sunlight.
Those jerks.
While we must sit down here in the dark.
All right. Done deal.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we walk out and we start to walk up towards the first floor.
On your way out, you see a halfling with orange robes, who you would recognize from the chapel earlier, heading into Tirnor's chamber.
Skarbo would like to request a truce. He thinks that our organizations have more in common than you think.
Tirnor says,
"Eliminate this man."
I implore you to hear me out. Skarbo knows more about this prison than you'll ever know yourselves.
Wait. I'll take care of him. And I grab him and we walk him back up the hole.
You do it right in front of me.
Tirnor, don't you think this guy could be a valuable source of information? I mean, think about it. He knows the inner workings of many of the things we're not allowed to see.
Roll a persuasion check.
Roll persuasion? Okay. 18.
Very well. Take him out of here.
Thank God.
Okay. So we take him out of the chambers, right? I think at this point, guys, we gotta figure out what our plan is. We gotta figure out what we're doing here. We should earmuff this guy.
We should.
So Tobias takes his two fingers and shoves them in as far into this guy's ears as he can go. So what is our plan, guys? We got the key. We know where the key is. We got some stones we can use. We can get into the warden's office if we need be. We can get our shackles off. But we need Malrath still. We don't know where he is.
Doubt. Looks at you very curiously about this.
We're doing this for the Archfiend Moitura. You taking your notes?
When you say Archfiend Moitura, I convulse a little bit.
Oh, so you know her.
The madam where I used to be, the Carnival du Mal, she was very familiar. I know who you're talking about.
Perfect. So we gotta break out Malrath. We just gotta figure out how we're gonna do this. We got lots of pieces. How are we gonna play them?
They're gonna get the last piece, the Minecrafters.
Mindbreakers.
Get the last piece of information.
Mind.
Then next thing is get the key out of that guy's butt, bring it to the warden's office, lay some incriminating evidence, maybe leave a calling card that suggests the stabbers were there, rat in the stabbers, do whatever the other guys want us to do, and then make our way to Magic Man.
So you're suggesting that if we get the key and then use it to get into the warden's office, we can simultaneously find incriminating evidence on the warden and also frame up the Stabosauruses for the Mindbreakers.
We're framing the warden, we're framing the Stabosauruses, we're going to find out the information for the resource export so we can get our butts off this damn island.
And also get Malrath.
Right, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
So we need to check his office for Malrath's location? Records?
Yeah, I think probably the warden's office would be the best spot for that.
Probably.
So yeah, I guess our plan is then to meet Twitchy, kill Twitchy, steal the key, use the key, get into the warden's office, find where Malrath is, frame the Stabosauruses, tell the Winebreakers, and also report back to the priest.
So we're triple agents? Quadruple agents.
Yeah.
One of the Stabosaurus swordsmen walks up to you.
Hey, you're Tobias, right?
I prefer Krogor the Destroyer.
Krogor! Hey, I know this is going to be weird, but Crystal said that you saved her, and I just wanted to say I really appreciate that, man. Crystal is something special, man. She lights up the slimy, dingy halls of this place to the point that it doesn't feel like a prison anymore. I want to marry her, damn it.
Is she the only female in this prison?
No. No, Desiree's a girl, I think. Anyway, I was wondering, since you seem to help her out, maybe you could help me out.
What do you need help with?
Well, I want to plan a big wedding for me and Crystal, my love.
What is your name?
My name's Jared.
Oh. Take him off. Take him off, Grex. Take him off. Take him off now.
What are you doing?
Do now, Grex.
No.
Push him in the pit. Get rid of him, Grex. This jerk. He stole my love away from me.
What? I was your first.
Dao goes over and throws a quick lizard arm over Jared and is just like, that was not a great time, honestly.
Take him off, Grex.
Maybe we could do something, maybe not, I don't know, but like, ask, not now.
Listen, Jared.
Not now.
Yeah, now's not the best time.
No big deal.
I heard you guys talking about a lot of groups, and I just thought a nice way to bring everybody together might be a wedding between me and Crystal.
A big event? A big distraction?
What do you need for a wedding? Just like a priest? We know where a priest is. That's fine.
I need a priest and maybe some music. Everybody likes music.
Dao completely inflates and goes, you're looking at one of the greatest bards in Koa.
Oh, thanks. I'm sure glad that you guys have time to help someone like me. It must be because you're one of our Stabosaurus brothers.
I whip around and I'm like, guys, it's been so long since I've done my craft.
Tobias is like,
my craft?
Dying.
I mean, maybe if we have time.
You know what we'll consider? We have a lot of events going on this weekend.
Tobias
is
like pulling his hair up because he knows physically he can't do anything because he's a scrawny little punk. And he so badly wants, he's like clawing the manacles like, I can't wait to kill him.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Hasbro Heroes. Thanks as always to Colin Simon for our theme song and soundscape. Remember to rate and subscribe on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. It really helps others find us. And if you like what you heard, tell a friend. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Hasbro Heroes, or email us at hasbroheroes@gmail.com. Thanks again.